Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Geopolitical risks, dropping prices are shaping the energy storage market. The energy storage sector is undergoing a transformative shift, with lithium iron phosphate, LFP batteries taking center stage. Experts emphasize LFP's advantages like enhanced safety, longer lifespan, reduced costs, and consistent performance. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. are looking to capitalize on this trend. Mining News Wire, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the global mining and resources sectors. With broad reach and a seasoned team, MNW helps clients reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Battery swapping offers avenue to accelerate EV adoption. Battery swapping is gaining popularity as an alternative to traditional EV charging methods. This process involves exchanging a depleted EV battery for a fully charged one, eliminating long wait times. Companies like SolarBank Corp are seeking to create business relationships in this space. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact and brand awareness. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Vivacor Inc., NASDAQ VK, is one to watch. Vivacor Inc. has seen significant revenue growth in 2023 thanks to expanded logistics operations and integrated midstream assets. The company operates a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet under long-term contracts, providing consistent revenue and service. Vivacor's remediation facilities will address a produced water treatment market projected to reach $12.2 billion by 2028. Recent acquisitions have expanded Vivacor's infrastructure footprint and service reach across key U.S. energy basins. Vivacor, NASDAQ, VIVK, is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation of oilfield fluids and waste. Their integrated model aligns with industry trends favoring sustainability, compliance, and full-cycle fluid management. For more information about Vivacor, visit their newsroom. Investor Wire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Learn more at investorwire.com. Tech Media Breaks, SolarBank Corp. NAN, ECA, GY2 to report Q1 2025 results and host investor webinar today. SolarBank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SUN, will be releasing its financial results for Q1 25 today after market close. They will also host an investor webinar at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss their performance. SolarBank focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, selling electricity to various off-takers. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has already built projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. This report contains forward-looking information. To stay updated on CUN, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/UN.
U.S. House points guns on clean energy, climate policies, and budget proposals. The Trump administration is considering eliminating various Biden-era climate action policies, including renewable energy tax credits and funding for clean energy. U.S. House representatives have introduced plans to cut federal spending on clean energy and electric vehicles in alignment with President Trump's anti-green energy agenda. Companies like SolarBank Corp. may be impacted by these changes as they address the market for clean energy solutions. Green Energy Stocks is a communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
China races ahead in revolutionizing battery technology. In the global race to develop better, faster, and more efficient batteries, China is quickly emerging as a clear leader. While many countries are still exploring new possibilities, China has already taken major steps in transforming battery technology, with real-world results to show for it. The battery race is well underway, and at the moment, China is far ahead. Will American companies like QuantumScape Corp. help the U.S. to catch up? Only time can tell. Sustain Southern California presents Agriculture, Food Systems, and Waste Stream Innovations. Sustain Southern California is hosting the Agriculture, Food Systems, and Waste Stream Innovations event on May 15th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will cover topics such as ag tech, urban agriculture, composting needs, and policy issues. Attendees will learn about farm-to-table initiatives and how society can shift waste sorting behaviors. They will also discover opportunities in secondary markets to stay ahead of the curve and adjust operations for maximum efficiency. HNO International Chairman and CEO releases The Future is Hydrogen video interview from the floor of the NYSE. HNO International Inc., a leader in hydrogen-based clean energy technologies, has released a video interview with Chairman and CEO Donald Owens discussing the hydrogen infrastructure vision from the NYSE floor. Owens, with 19 patents in the hydrogen energy industry, aims to revolutionize the energy sector. The interview covers topics like challenges with hydrogen energy, distributed hydrogen production, and future plans for HNO International. The company specializes in green hydrogen-based energy technologies, making hydrogen accessible globally. This news release contains forward-looking statements, and investors are advised to review risk factors. For more information, visit the company website. Demand for drones shows no sign of slowing. Four UAV stocks to keep on your watch list. Drones are revolutionizing industries worldwide, driving investments in UAV stocks. Zenatech is expanding in Dubai with drone-powered cleaning services, targeting a $13.2 billion market. Egg Eagle Aerial Systems saw a 14.5% increase in gross profit and secured major product orders. Dragonfly reported a 16% revenue growth and received FAA waivers for advanced operations. Red Cat reaffirmed its FY 2025 guidance of $80 to $120 million and partnered with Palantir for autonomous drone operations. These companies are poised to capitalize on the growing demand for drones in various sectors, making them worth watching for investors seeking opportunities in the booming UAV market. UGI natural gas supply rates not changing in June, increase projected for December. UGI Utilities, Inc. announced that its purchase gas cost rates will remain unchanged on June 1, 2025, but an increase is projected for December 1, 2025. The company will submit its December 1st natural gas cost rate projection in an annual filing with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. If approved, the bill for a typical residential heating customer could increase by 1.1%, while commercial and industrial customers may see increases of 1.4% and 1.5%, respectively. UGI encourages customers to use energy wisely and offers assistance programs for those in need. For more information on the proposed rates or assistance programs, customers can contact UGI at 1-800-26-2722 or visit wdi.com/customer-assistance. Investor news breaks from farm to future, sustainability and focus at Sustain SoCal's May event. Sustain Southern California, known as Sustain SoCal, will host the event Agriculture, Food Systems, and Waste Stream Innovations in Irvine, California on May 15, 2025. The agenda will cover topics such as ag tech, farm-to-table, packaging innovations, and waste management policy. The event aims to bring together industry experts, business persons, policymakers, and academics to drive progress on sustainability. Discussions will focus on agricultural science, business practices, behavioral and policy innovation, and sustainable circularity in the farm-to-restaurant supply chain. Sustain SoCal, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to accelerating sustainability and economic growth through innovation, collaboration, and education in Southern California. For more information, visit www.sustainsocal.org. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCQB ESAF, highlights near-term production strategy on Mining Newswire podcast. ES Gold Corp President Brad Kitchen discussed the company's Montauban project and near-term production strategy on the latest Mining Newswire podcast. Kitchen highlighted funding exploration through early-stage tailings production, with an estimated $100 million in recoverable material. He also emphasized community impact, operational goals for 2025, and a marketing plan to increase visibility. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Mining news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., SXVUCU, expands North American REE refining plans as Rapid SX nears commissioning. Ucore Rare Metals is nearing the commissioning of its Rapid SX commercial demonstration plant in Kingston, Ontario, a key milestone in its plan to commercialize its advanced rare earth element separation technology. The company is also preparing to construct its first strategic metals complex in Louisiana, expected to process 2,000 tons of total rare earth oxides by the end of 2024 and scale to 5,000 tons in 2026. Ucore's long-term roadmap includes additional SMCs in Alaska and Canada, alongside the development of its 100% owned Boken-Dotson Ridge HRE resource in Alaska. With strong U.S. and Canadian government support and partnerships with Kingston Process Metallurgy and MetChem Associates, Ucore aims to establish a complete North American REE supply chain independent of China. Nickel miners in Indonesia decry royalty rate increase, warn of possible layoffs. The nickel mining industry in Indonesia is unhappy with the government's decision to increase mining royalties from 10% to rates ranging from 14 to 19%. This change, effective since May, is seen as a source of revenue for President Subianto's programs, like free meals for pregnant mothers and children. The industry argues that the timing of the increase, amidst the U.S.-China trade war and economic uncertainties, could lead to job cuts or mine closures. Nickel prices have already been affected by oversupply and reduced demand from EV battery makers. While the government hopes the higher royalties will curb nickel production and stabilize prices, companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, with operations in Indonesia, may feel the impact on global mineral markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.